Greetings, Be Aware people. Welcome to Be Aware Nation, a corporation for evolution. We invite you to interact with us as we explore, develop, and synthesize awareness throughout layered living. We're evolutionizing the way people think, feel, and deal by merging medias into minds that matter. Being aware is a state to put your mind in. Join us as we consciously work to adapt the frameworks, models, and structures that make up all of our present-day operating systems and ownership models. We're here to fully explore the realm of where the ethereal becomes the material. Be Aware Nation is guided by the wisdom of the human spirit, utilizing the laws of science.
Thank you for joining us.
We're going to have a real celebration today of what being aware means. We've been having quite a little discourse on how we've been looking at ourselves through the prism of self and what awareness looks like when we begin to weave it into a conscious, functional aspect of our daily doings, and the ways in which that has an impact on our overall life. And we're excited to be here again today. We're on BBS Radio, Station 1. We are Barry and Sally Letzer. And the show is really about awareness and the state of being aware. And the state of being is a definition and a relationship to self, and how that self manifests that state of awareness, and how that awareness translates into the way we live our lives. And so we've been on now for a few weeks looking at some of the most basic components of how that self and the relationship of being to awareness actually transpires. And we want to continue from last week looking at sort of the framework and the aspects that engage that process. And again, most importantly, one of the things that we want to do with this show is take advantage of having an interactive platform. And the internet really is a significant opportunity to enable that kind of opportunity. And so we're really excited about any kind of interaction we might have with the audience, and encourage any listener who wants to participate in the discussion and in the discourse to please call in. We really look forward to having a dialogue, and looking at what we were speaking to last week in terms of the necessity of the declaration of self, that happens as a result of the declaration part. Yourself and your declaration can occur by calling in on the 800 numbers, 877-876-5227 in the USA. And in the USA and Canada, you can also dial 888-815-9756. For any other people outside those realms looking and listening in, the phone number direct to dial is 530-876-3222.
Barry, why don't you repeat those again, just one more time?
The call-in numbers here at BBS Radio is two different phone numbers. One in the USA, direct, toll-free, is 877-876-5227, and then the USA and Canada is toll-free 888-815-9756. Again, direct for all the listeners outside those areas is 530-876-3222. Other than that, please know that you can reach us directly at beawarenation.com, and we encourage you to check in and look over what we are beginning to build out. well, this is part of today's show that we want to really bring into light, is the significance of what we're up to and how that basic play looks like what we think is next in line in terms of understanding how some of this componentry of declaration of self begins to occur in the world in which we live today. I think we left off really in last week's show by looking at some of the basic elements of what frames this whole idea of how do we enact being aware in the world. And we examined it and spoke in terms of this cosmic trinity interpretation and the basic UOS, the basic GOS, and the basic POS, and the fundamentals of how those working in alignment deliver a living system schema that really is fulfilling in regards to the declaration and defining of one's desires into the kind of living system that one's looking to create. And so as we examine how that flourishes and expands in the world today, we really want to look at some of the basic fundamentals that we've gone through in attempting to bring this overview into being itself. It's a significant process as evolution continues to expand. The pressures are so great to continue to weave together and synthesize the layers that are so busy going on all at once. And that's really the fundamentals of the difficulty that most people face, is how to achieve a synthesis of all of those forces so that you feel like you're in command and in control of your life, as opposed to not being in command and control. So that's, the basis of how we've come to represent what it is we're up to. And last week we sort of ended off with an examination of what one of the major hurdles in bringing a personal declaration into being amidst this cascading landscape of forces that seem to be conflicting to our purpose. It's really that operating system of fear, that state of warism, and some of the basic operating components of that that are attempting to take hold and really create the basis for the type of human engagement, the type of human commerce, that way of sharing together that is now being done on a global basis, that whole global economic system that comprises the global operating system's ability to enrich each other's humanity. So much is based on commerce, and so much of how we engage in commerce today within this global realm is really the determinant to so many people's different opinions about happiness and the state of satisfaction. And so how in the world we can achieve some semblance of equity within this is really the basis of how we believe our process has unfolded. Again, the fundamentals of what we believe our system speaks to at the core within this cosmic trinity, not only is the UOS, GOS, and the POS, but it is also the same reflective nature. UOS, GOS, and POS is mirrored as LQ, IQ, and EQ. And again, we all know what IQ is in the world. We've all come to recognize that our status as human beings in the societal framework is in large measure pretty much governed by our state of IQ, that intellectual quotient, that same concept, a whole way of looking at living is based on one's ability to express their intelligence. And it's how that intelligence gets expressed within a basic framework that is constructed to try to elicit that intelligence. And so we've certainly seen how intelligence can play out and how it can benefit human society. We also likewise know that the idea of EQ has been known within that same context, educationally oriented, knowledge building, intellectualizing, intellectual growth was always an educational pursuit. So within the realm of education, the idea that EQ was an educational quotient, that if a human being was able to establish an intellectual quotient, it was because of an educational quotient that was availed to them due to whatever benefits that they were accruing in society or whatever their place was. And LQ is a feature that we think is fundamentally much more reflective of where we are today as evolutionized human beings, and something that we've looked at and looked at the reflection as a life quotient. But it is more importantly expressed as love quotient. We believe that fundamentally, as we know and have expressed before, that love is the foundation and the destination of every single living person. And so ultimately, how love gets expressed within the living process determines that love quotient. And therefore, we believe that that love quotient is best expressed and best fulfilled through how one delivers and experiences and expresses a life quotient. And I think it's clear, and we certainly look and say that many people who have based their life on an IQ can certainly ask an awful lot of questions, looking for an awful lot of answers, and you know, the idea that there is fulfillment within that process alone certainly has left an awful lot of people feeling unfulfilled. So there's an awful lot of ways of looking at the methods, the systems, the processes of living today that have been agreed upon to express our common experience, our individual experience within the common field. We simply have not done an efficient enough job. Again, I reiterate and reiterate, the most important thing is how we declare our personal experience, how we define the experience that we're busy having that is now occurring beyond the realm of what our old language was capable of expressing, was capable of conveying. The words and terms and phrases that we choose to express the kinds of thoughts and ideas and experiences that make up our living are so limited to the framework that existed when our experiences were not as expansive, were not as comprised of the level of awareness that we are now in. The idea that as humans, this whole concept of language being the way that we express and share with each other, the ways in which communication begins to be broken down into its component pieces, there's so many ways that communication occurs. And so how does that fundamental basis that we have aligned our basic body of work within, this ether communication, how does this ether communication get conveyed to become the language links that describe the experience of being human as awareness continues to expand and push that awareness outside the realm of prior knowing, beyond prior knowing, into an unknown realm of knowing that becomes known due to that concept and intuitional way of being, that state of knowingness that simply is our natural state of being. And so again, the fundamentals of trying to look at where we are in terms of how do we frame this expression of self in this new manner, in this new world, in this new medium called the internet, in terms of how do we find ourselves at a place in time where we have an opportunity to express ourselves, and how do we come to that place in time where we know to participate. There are still so many people that have yet to engage in the two-way dialogue that a medium like the internet offers. Certainly there's a lot of people who have begun to participate in this aspect of us talking to you, but the opportunity for everybody to engage in an ongoing fluid dialogue has yet to really fully take root and begin to flourish, as it certainly and surely will, and more shortly than we even know. And that's the state of how we have come to be overwhelmed by the mediaization of our experience, how me and media has become the basic mantra of everyone's everyday experience. And is that a positive or is that a negative experience that people are having? Is that an expression of desperation or excitement? And that's really the significance of where we come to in terms of, are these systems within the global operating system adequately doing the job to enable the kind of two-way discourse that a enlightened democracy wants to see occur? Where the people are truly participating, where media becomes a natural expression of the common good for the common community. And that's really an interesting challenge when viewed upon this individual landscape of how does one little individual participate in a manner that not only fulfills and satisfies themselves, but can begin to move the needle in terms of the global participation, the communal participation. And while those definitions of self are busy attempting to find a way to express themselves, the global operating system evolution itself is not waiting. It's expanding even more rapidly. And the compression continues at an even more increased rate. And again, our lack of abilities to be able to properly discern what's going on in that evolutionary cycle is based on our own personal lacks of ability to describe to ourselves, to our many faceted selves, that have their own way of interpreting what's going on. Are those languages all being shared? Are those declarations of selves all being shared in a way that allows for a synthesis of language that is expressive and expansive and creative enough to embolden that synthesized view? We all must take chances in trying new ways to describe what it is we are experiencing. How does science and spirit manifest as a unified experience? What is occurring when that synthesis becomes itself? What words do we use to describe the wonder of that event? And it's interpretive, so each of our individual experiences of it certainly have to bring their own unique flavor, their own unique color. This is truly what being human and enriching each other's humanity is meant for. How do we bring our own creative force to bear to enlarge and enliven each other's abilities to perceive outside of our known realm. That's why we share. I know what my realm is. How can I know what your realm is unless I share with you? That's why we're so compelled to share. That's why we're so compelled to want to know so much about other people. That's our definition of self. That's how we reflect self. That's our interpretation. So how we express that interpretation, how we, again, more importantly, because of this concept of being able to now be aware of being aware, the nature of cosmic energy transmuting into material matter every single nanosecond delivers that ability to refresh every single conceptualization of that experience. So we get to share anew every single nanosecond something brand new. And so everybody everywhere all the time has something absolutely brand new to share with each other. Just that amount of juice, that energy flowing amongst the community would raise the level of energy exchange wherein creativity would naturally spark and sync up and almost begin to self-organize the kind of awareness of being that we are currently within. And so you either get to now recognize you can jump in and beyond that, or simply be brought up with that wave. And so how we frame this is fundamental to the ways in which we get to be aware of it and be on it, as opposed to wait for it to raise our boats. And so we think that the fundamentals of this is really spoken at a very personal level, where we speak about POS and your personal operating system and how you express that, and how you express your participation in the global operating system, and how your personal operating system is reflected within how you participate in the global operating system, and how you bring your own interpretation of your own universal operating system to bear in synthesizing those, is what enables you to bring synthesis to bear. It enables you to understand layered living. It enables us to be able to recognize that here we are within the context of wanting to move this discourse forward, and to do so, we need to look at all of the disparate individual components that all need to be woven together and move forward, so that understanding of complex elements can be broken down into a simplistic way of examining the whole. That's what we do every single day, of every single minute of every single day. And our abilities to do that more productively is what's going on, based on the universe's intention, the universal ethos, to deliver awareness to us in a usable, tangibly functional manner. It's incumbent upon us to bring our interpretations of that universal ethos to bear so that each of us can deliver our interpretations of tangible functionality, so that that becomes what we share. That's the basis of the bridges built between us. That's what enables us to bring form to these ether communications that are meant to instruct us in the building blocks of this type of awareness and the ways in which we are to use it to expand our ways of living. To incorporate the basis of the fundamentals of the universal ethos, which is cooperation. To begin to recognize and be aware that the fundamental operating material of the universe is cooperation. And so every single thing that exists in the universe is based on cooperation. And if you examine how to bring that to your own personal experience, you are mirroring cooperation in every single thing you do. And so when we look at the basic framework from where we left off last week and how this concept of the operating system of fear, this concept of warism, this concept of capitalism, these basic frameworks, this ideal of democracy, the concept of a cooperative society that engages in a free market dynamic meant to bridge a kind of human equity across all spectrums so that all boats rise with the same benefits. We believe there's a lot of reasons to be suspicious of that ideal, and certainly plenty suspicious of how that ideal has played out in the time and places in which democracy has been practiced, capitalism has been used as the model to advance democracy, and how the basic inherent constraining elements of warism, the operating system of fear, are so fundamentally entrenched and encased in those basic operating systems. So it disables in complete form any kind of appropriate evolutionizing meant to really deliver equity. In truth, here we are, one of the bases of everything that we're speaking to, this idea of merging medias into minds that matter, this concept of merging science and spirit into a living system schema, this ideal of being aware of a concept such as cosmic trinity, the synthesis of a Uos, Goth, and Apoph, any of these conceptualizations of being, of living, really spin to that whole idea of why are we who we are, doing what we're doing, where we are doing it. Why do we even have this concept where we have to speak about media being its overwhelming force that it is? Why have we come to a place where technology has grown in size and scope and proportion to literally feel as though we have been technologized out of humanity realm? And so the idea that merging media is into minds that matter, the idea that we need to use self, we need to use awareness to engage media, the idea of being able to be full and vibrant human beings is now incumbent on our capacity to not only be equal to, but to be in command of media. And so the significance of what that means in terms of where we have come from in our own body of work is what we were referring to in terms of having a representation that we think speaks to all of these things that we want to be up to in our own expression of being. We spoke about our own domain name network, our own ways in which we have amassed a particular realm of domain names that we think bring real broad expression, basic category defining terms that really speak to the way the human mind expresses itself. Because we knew as part of this work that we were up to that this evolutionary moment in time brought about the internet because it was reflective of this universal ethos. It was ether communications. It was awareness building. It was the kind of fabric becoming real. It was the nature of ether transmuting into material matter that ultimately created form and function for our awareness to be able to express itself. The internet is the first moment in time in human history where we could have a shared experience in that moment across the globe and know it in the moment that it's occurring. And so to be able to have that level of awareness, that level of interactive awareness, is really a significant contribution to the advancement of the human family, the human family's capacity to be aware of itself so as to better nurture itself as a whole. And so how we have become skilled or expert at the practice of taking care of ourselves individually can now really flourish on a true global family basis because of this medium. And what is this medium of the internet if not a simple direct mirroring of that universe? The human brain is an absolute mirror of the universe. The internet, therefore, must be an absolute mirror of the human brain. Therefore, we would examine and explore the internet in exactly the same ways we explored the human brain, our own experience. This internet idea was simply an extension of self into the digital ether that enabled us to examine ourselves in a whole manner, inside and outside, to have a different layered way of engaging others. And so we examined that in the very early stages and recognized that how we examined and explored our human brains in terms of generic category defining terms would be the exact same, and that those fundamental domain names would be valuable thoroughfares on the thought transference thoroughfare of the human mind. And so those are the kinds of domain names that we procured that really speak to the type of human consciousness, the type of awareness, the type of human commerce that we are speaking to, wherein spirit is a guide, science is a guide, the nature of being aware and how consciousness expresses itself in all the ways in which it is wont to do. We have a very full-bodied representation of different platforms that we intend to bring to bear within this new realm. All, again, on this fundamental basis of where we believe this concept of EQ is really meant to go. And that's, again, as we go forward, part and parcel to how we discuss this concept of the cosmic trinity and why we believe it is patterned throughout our own experience is where these ideas of IQ, EQ, and LQ expand. Where IQ in our world is as much as intellectual quotient is a determinant for a particular layer and a particular level of life, we think far more fundamental and far much far more engaged in every single human's experience is the concept of intuition. And IQ expressed as intuitional quotient is really a far, far more bountiful expression of the human experience. And so when you weave that together with what we really believe is the full expression of EQ, not just as educationally quotient to an emotional quotient, but to a full equity quotient, beyond economic quotients, to a full representation on the human scale of equity. And again, if you go back to the beginning of time and recognize that what we were doing and what we have been doing is engaging in human commerce for the purpose of enriching each other's humanity. That is a true shared experience. And if you look and examine how that reflects off of the universal ethos wherein cooperation is the fundamental operating principle, and that if we are one at each cellular core of our beings, then the nature of oneness expressed as a shared experience is the exact same for each and every participant. And so how that equity quotient gets expressed in terms of how we live in this world, how that economic quotient gets defined as an expression of that equity quotient, how we develop living systems that account for the kind of equitable living assets that need be present so that we truly are all having a shared experience is the challenge. And how we bring about our human creativity, how we use this new medium to really be able to deliver what that opportunity is really about is truly dependent upon our abilities to describe it, our abilities to define it, to discern it. It's the sole capacity for our human brains to find new ways to evolutionize what we call the language of leadership for an LQ living system. The significance of what we must do to consciously take command of pushing our language beyond its current scope, its current capacity to express itself, is each and every one of ours obligation and responsibility. We have to engage in new forms of expressing ourselves. Neologists, all. We have to create new words and terms and phrases that describe the kinds of experiences that go beyond the type of democracy that we see in play. We need to define and describe what is a model beyond capitalism in its current form that can bring about greater forms of equity? What is this model outside the realm of warism that can be defined without having fear as the basic operating modality? Those are all challenges that we face. We've brought our own interpretation to bear so that we can now look at what is a living system of love throughout every component of our personal and professional expressions. We can look how we can frame what we consider an evolutionized state of capitalism into what we call civil commerce. Every single aspect of our engagement is dependent upon civil commerce. How we create cooperative community through all of our engagement, how we deliver equity in every single formula of our engagement, how we are able to look at what kind of framework we want to govern our rule of law, our rule of life, doesn't get left out when we just adopt a rule of law. We fundamentally must find a way to synthesize the basic rules of life that have governed humanity since the beginning of time with the sophisticated needs of living that are occurring today within the realm of the rules of law that create the kind of structure and social order that enable the kind of creative thinking that can begin to deliver the levels of equity that we're speaking to at such core levels. We see it occurring in an awful lot of disparate frameworks, in an awful lot of disparate forms. They're beginning to become much more woven together into much more efficient, generalized operating networks. That's what we hope to be able to bring to bear. We think that one of the most significant developments of the Internet era is the fact that if indeed it is true that we can now have a real-time engagement across the boundaries that have come to define us, if territory no longer defines us, what will we pledge allegiance to in the future? How will we gather? What does that do to the traditional identification of nation-state? What do we belong to? What is that national ethos? What are we culturally tied to? What is our religious? There are so many rules of life and rules of law that are illogically, inefficiently constructed to properly define how to begin to fruitfully and thankfully embrace the opportunity to pledge allegiance to that. And you know, let alone, what is that? And who and where are the leaders today to begin to bring to bear a vision of that in such a way that enables us to say, yes, I want to follow, I want to believe, I want to acknowledge, I want to participate, I want to pay my way, I want to feel like a full body participant. I want to believe that I'm a meaningful member of the community and I can support those ideals going forward. And so without expressing how those ideals are really brought to bear in a meaningful manner that enables enough people to be able to recognize themselves in that picture, we'll continue to disadvantage both societally, communally, and individually, all those who are wishing to push beyond the known boundaries. And so that's why we all must move forward as creatively as we possibly can. That's why we seek to look at ways to define anew the kinds of frameworks, structures, and models that we use to engage our communal efforts. How do we bring the rules of life to bear in a meaningful manner? How do we translate our ethereal euphoria into tangible, functional, living assets that can fruitfully be put to use in a way that fundamentally delivers us in a new model? It's clear in the way in the world that exists today that human commerce is the fundamental framework still in play. We've just left out the human part and just call it commerce. And now the most, beneficial way is the most efficient way. And so the most efficient way is now the internet. And so, again, capitalism must be refined into civil commerce. What is that basic operating component of capitalism, that basic expressive unit of how cosmic energy transmutes into material matter, those living assets of love-filled goodness? Who is the expressor? Who is the enactmentor of those in the capitalistic model? The entrepreneur. And the entrepreneur is a vital contributor to that communal well-being. However, because capitalism's fundamental breakdown really occurs in a communal sense because of its free flow of capital, that the rules of life and the rules of law do not constrain capitalism to obey a communal standard. And because they do not embody or embolden the entrepreneur to do anything other than fundamentally pay attention to their own personal bottom line. Notwithstanding, they may indeed bring benefit to the community vis-a-vis the tax base and the people that they hire and income that they generate and the service and that they provide. All those things are wonderfully important. But we need to look at what is the basis of motivation and inspiration for the individual at the core level to enact principles and protocols and policies that cause them to behave outside of the view of their bottom line, to begin to engage a world view from the very first moment of conception of whatever their concept of idea is for a service or a product. If they're able to do that, then truly, we believe, just like we want to evolutionize warism, the operating system of fear, into what we call the living system of love, that we want to evolutionize capitalism into what we call civil commerce. Likewise, we want to evolutionize the entrepreneur into what we call the entrepreneuriator, a spiritful synthesis and an enlivened imaginator, creating living assets of fruitful opportunities that fundamentally feed the community's bottom line, that advance the principles of cooperation and shared equity within the construct of the model being engaged, that shared ownership is a fundamental of being. If shared principles are the basis of being, if shared experience is the fundamental way in which human commerce occurs, how can human commerce occur if it isn't from one to another? And before any things of value were remunerated for what was shared, we simply shared what we shared for the benefit and value of the sharing, to enrich each other's humanity. The value was derived directly from the experience. The value of sharing delivered the enrichment. The enrichment became the value. The interpretation of the value delivered the inspiration to increase the desire to have more sharing. The more sharing we did, the more enrichment was delivered. The more enrichment was delivered, the more value we received. The more value we received, the more we desired it, until the formula began to shift, where additional remuneration was required based on the needs to securitize that what was shared, the resources expended to achieve it so that it could be shared, all the ways in which human commerce has advanced and developed. And so how have we come to be where we are, where human commerce, the basis of being together, the fundamental way in which we have a shared experience, is still mirroring the fundamentals of the universal ethos. The very nature that every single thing that exists is for the purpose of love-filled goodness, is for cooperation. That it is for and by cooperation that the universal expansion of itself becomes itself. Wholeness and oneness means that we are in the shared unit. We are the sharing in process. We are the shared entity. We are the sharer. We are the share-e. We are the sharing. And so when we share, we fundamentally adhere to the basic principle of being. Every act harkens back to the original act of being human. It is along that lineage of human development that we are inspired to continue to share so that we can achieve additional value, so that we can understand the value of being. And so the basic way in which we look at it is that means that it doesn't matter that the fundamental idea of how you construct anything is relative to how we view this cosmic trinity, that there is the owner, the entrepreneuriator, the fundamental creator, where that spark of life initiated a concept, a developed idea that wanted to become a product or a service meant to deliver value to the community. And so that owner clearly needs to be a component of the ownership. What about the people, the fundamental entities that bring that idea or product or service into being? We believe they need to be an owner. And we are fundamentally of the base belief that we do not buy and sell to each other. We engage each other. We engage each other on the basis of fundamentally shared experiences. If how we view this new life, where the nation state is in an evolving place, if territory no longer defines us, what will we pledge allegiance to? How will we gather? How will we develop selves? We think that it will be in like-minded thematic arenas. And that's one of the ways in which we have really evolved our internet construct. We really believe that the way in which we enliven each other through the opportunity of being is sort of like a theme park experience. And we view the opportunity of experiencing self in full measure, in true thematic resonance with the universal ethos, as the ultimate in theme park rides. And so we believe that every way in which we can share that with each other enlarges the scope of being on that theme park ride. And so we think that every which way we can express ourselves should be mirroring that basic theme park ride experience. And so we use that as our basic model. And so when we went and looked at how do we create a network of domain names that bring about an expressive field, we looked at what we call an online global family theme park. And how do you develop an online global family theme park that brings full expression to every single constituent, every single participant in that process? By developing thematic arenas where they can have shared experiences. And so we've developed a body of domain names that we think most accurately reflect the way humans want to reflect their interpretation of the universal ethos. And those will be places, portals, and nodules, and little hangouts where people can gather to really have those shared experiences. And when you break down the nation state in that regard, we call it the nation network. BeAware Nation is a component and the basis of the nation network. And there will be many nation type names, Spirit Nation, Love Nation, Entertainment Nation, Ether Nation, that all reflect that human experience in nation header terms. Because of the need now to bring some form of substantially new meaning to the expanded state of being that one assigns to a nation state definition. And we all need to come up with it. We all need to start beginning to figure out what does it mean to be a participant. And that's really what it comes down to in our ownership model, that everybody is a participant in this new world, in these new frameworks that define this new way of being together. And the fundamental of our experience within this nation network is really the sharing nation. And really sharing the concept of really what do we bring to each other. We bring the capacity to share the richness of our own personal humanities with each other, which makes us all fundamentally equal. And that means that we're fundamentally equal interpreters of the universal ethos. That means that we're fundamentally equal participants in absolutely every single thing that exists. The full cooperative expression of the universe means that we are all equal participants. And if we are equal participants participating in the principles that we would like to promote to each other, then we are busy seeking some form of engagement with each other based on principles. We are looking to participate with principles, not purchase products. And we believe that people will ultimately come to a level of human commerce wherein the things that they want and need to support their interpretation of being are best off procured through networks wherein those principles are not only promoted, but supported at the core level by those providers that are willing to understand that the creation and production of products and services in the new world will become dependent on those people who participate with them, demanding that they align with those principles in producing them. And that's what our ownership model is based on. And that's why we think the Cosmic Trinity so completely reflects what the owner as a third participant, the people who bring it into being as a third participant, but the people who participate, your purchasers, your consumers, your customers, need to be brought in as an equal participant in the economic formula to ultimately deliver the type of equity that we believe will begin to allow us to reweave, stitch by stitch, thread by thread, the cultural integrity that has been pushed aside, bulldozed, and dismantled by the unending yield for profit as capitalism has marched across the globe and decimated cultures in its wake. And we believe that the fundamental way in which we as people can begin to construct a cooperative community that really reflects creativity within the civil commerce is ultimately today dependent on becoming aware of merging medias into minds that matter so that we can begin to use love as the currency of our lives instead of media as the currency of today. To evolutionize human understanding and human awareness to bring to bear a vision, a functionally literate model that every one of us can begin to participate in. And each of us can begin to feel as though each of us was the creator of, is what shared equity and the sharing system can fully develop and deliver if each and every one of us are willing to participate at our core beings, the very fundamentals of our desire to be is dependent upon our need to share. And when we examine how we can share and what we can share with each other, it is the basis of being, and know that what we are sharing is the enrichment of each other's humanity at such a core level, is when we will fully embrace and become that living system of love that we so envision. And so that's the fundamentals of our offering today, and we hope and look forward to an increased opportunity to bring our network into being so that we have many, many more places for you all to engage with us. Again, beawarenation.com is where you'll begin to find us. Thenationnetwork.com will begin to come to life. The sharing system is really beginning to find itself woven through the network. And we begin soon to bring these things to light in a way that you'll all be able to participate in. So we're quite thankful to have another week where we were able to share with you our views and our vision and our desires to participate, and look forward to more. So see you in the ether.
See you in the ether.
Thank you for joining us, Be Aware people, here at Be Aware Nation, where being aware is a state to put your mind in. So come visit us at BeAwareNation.com. until we can continue our conversation next Sunday at 5 p.m. here on BBS Radio Channel 1, where we'll look forward to finding out what you're doing to merge medias into your mind in a way that matters. Remember, life affirms what you believe, so don't believe everything you think. Into it, your way home. See you in the ether.